Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless. We've got a special speaker today. Dear friend of ours called Pastor Steve Penny from Queensland in Australia. And Pastor Steve Penny has spoken here once before, 3 years ago. He is an amazing man, and he used to lecture us at Bible school. And I contacted Steve a few weeks ago, and I said, Steve's kind of a prophet by nature, so he loves to speak into the future, and God shows him things that are going to be happening in the future. It's pretty cool. And I said, Steve, would you prophesy over our church for 2021 and speak a message the final Sunday of the year? And so he agreed to that, which we're really honored by. And so today we're going to be hearing from Pastor Steve Penny. And he is a friend. He is an incredible communicator of God's word. But even more than that, he's a prophet. And I know he's going to say some things that are going to go, whoa, okay? And I'm going to have my notepad out and pen, so I hope you are too. Okay, lean in, let God's word speak to you, and ask God right now to receive his word, okay? I want to be a receiver. Put the kids away somewhere, okay? Not too out of the way, but get one of their toys out. And come on, let's receive God's word. So put your hands together and welcome Pastor Steve Penny.
What a year we had in 2020. Just unbelievable. And so on so many people's lips is the question, what is 2021 going to look like? And the truth is this, if you prophesied blessing or if you prophesied cursing, you're probably going to be right, because the Bible says in the last days, arise, shine, your glorious light will come, and at the same time there'll be gross darkness. And so they're both coexisting at the same time as we come into 2021. And so I've been saying, God, give me a word for your church. And God's given me, I think, a powerful word for us to go into 2021, all guns blazing, daring to believe. But before I preach, I want to share with you what God's put on my heart. And this is for Pastor John and Chantel here in Soul Church, Norwich, England. Love coming and visiting you guys. It's awful that I can't get to you and be with you, but this is just as good, and I'm praying blessing over you right now. This is what God showed me about your church. I saw a picture of a great mushroom, whether it's literal or like a mushroom cloud, but it was rising speedily above the skyline of your city. In other words, there's going to be a huge springing forth in your church. And the shadow of your God uprising should cover your city of Norwich. The influence, the spread of what God's going to do. This is no light thing. The thing about your church, like a mushroom, they'll grow in average or, you know, rubbish areas. They can grow in bad soil. And I feel like God's saying, you've grown out of sorrow, out of trouble, out of difficulty, and now you've been watering and fertilizing and preparing the soil of your city for such a day as this. And now there's going to be 2021 will be the year of springing forth. You'll build that building. You'll see God do great things, but the mushroom or the overriding influence of your church will leave its shadow over your city. And there's three words I want you to get. Out of poor beginnings shall spring up a flourishing house of blessing, of healing, and of provision. You're going to be that to your city, a house of blessing. People are going to say, we go there because we come out blessed of the Lord. There's something in that place we catch of the blessing of God. Second thing, healing. God's going to allow you to have quite a I was going to say an intensive ministry of healing. Somehow God's going to open doors. People will travel to your church to find healing and deliverance and release. And you'll become known for it as a place where the captives are set free. And the last one is provision. Your community work, providing for your city in so many different areas, will explode this coming year. You will be amazed as you see God unfold the heartbeat of God to flow into your city, to the brokenness of your city, and there will be a sound in your city of joy, of joy, of joy. And thanks to God for what He has and is doing in and through your church. I love you guys. I'm declaring blessing over you. And all right, you ready? I want to preach this God word to you today, believing that it will literally cause you to rise up for such a time as this in Jesus' name. All right. The God word that's on my heart for 2021. I want to share it with you. It's for your church. It's for your life. It's for the kingdom of God at such a time as this. After a dismal 2020 in many ways, there is no room to let that shadow come into this year, because God has special plans for you in such a time as this. My God word is two words. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Get ready. Prepare yourself. Something profound is happening on planet Earth. And my word that God's saying to me and to you, prepare yourself. So let's have a look in the Bible at what God's word can teach us. Joshua 1, verse 10 and 11 says this. They have come finally to the borders after a whole lot of stuff. A whole generation missed it. And now they're at the borders and the banks of the Jordan River, and they're about to go in by God's grace and possess the most amazing season, land of blessing they could ever dream of. It says this, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying this, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare yourselves and your provisions, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Here they are, a ragtag outfit. All of their leaders and their great ones have died in unbelief because they rejected going in the first time. And now they stand there, bemused and befuddled. It's like we've heard this story before. We've heard of revival. We've heard of abundance. We've heard of blessing. What is going to happen now? I'll tell you this, in 2021, remember I said this to you. We are standing on the brink of unbelievable. We're on the brink of the unbelievable, the impossible. Everything looks doom and gloom, but God's brought us to this point. The giants are the biggest they've ever been. The people are more warlike. The land is inhospitable. The Jericho is massive. And yet God says, tell the people, prepare yourselves for the unbelievable. And my point is this to every one of us today, God has prepared everything. Everything is prepared and ready for the most unbelievable season on planet Earth. I think we're going to see the church rise up and do the most phenomenal exploits we've ever seen. That's not an institution. That's you, the people of God. That's me. And so everything is prepared and ready. So prepare yourself. How do you get yourself ready? Well, I think there are three clear things that God shows us in this passage as to how he got them from a motley crew on the banks of the Jordan into possessing the land of promise and making it theirs. And so we have to go a long way back before this event to when God entered into a covenant with Abraham. And God cut a covenant, an eternal covenant with Abraham and therefore with you. This covenant God's cut with you. And I want you to see it. We'll go to Genesis 15 and verses 10, 17 and 18. It says this in verse 10. Then he brought all the animals before God to him to cut them in two, right down the middle, and placed each half of the animal opposite, one on one side and one on the other. Verse 17, and it came to pass when the sun went down and it was dark. It's funny how sometimes in our darkest moments, when everything looks the most impossible, God comes and reminds us of a great eternal covenant he's cut with you and I. And it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed right down the middle between those pieces. Verse 18, on that same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to your descendants, I have given this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. All of that, I cut a covenant with you, to you and your descendants eternally, it's yours. You'll never lose it. And then we come to Genesis 17, verse 5 and 8. This is important to lay a foundation. God has entered into covenant with you. He's cut a covenant that is irreversible. Nobody can stop it from happening. Genesis 17, 5 to 8. No longer, Abraham, shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. Whoa, this is pretty scary, pretty amazing. It's unbelievable. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. This is powerful stuff. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations. For an everlasting covenant, irreversible, unstoppable, an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. I'm one of those. So it applies to me. And also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger. That's him. He's gone in by faith. All the land of Canaan as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. It's funny how God says, I'll be your God when you possess your everlasting possession. That's the God he wants to be to you. And so I want you to hear me today, because this is very important. Firstly, I've got three declarations. God has already prepared your land of blessing for possession. He's already prepared it. God's prepared your land of blessing, every promise, for you to possess it. Secondly, God has prepared your enemies for defeat. The people of Jericho said when they showed up on the other side of the river, sent spies in, they said, our hearts are melted and our courage has vanished. God's prepared your enemies for you to have victory, conquest. And then the third thing that God has prepared already, according to his covenant, is God has prepared your harvests for reaping. Do you get that? So for me, church, it's a sad thing when you see Christians who are camped on the banks of the Jordan River, and just one day, we've come to that point. I believe 2021 is going to be a phenomenal year for people that prepare themselves for possession. I don't care what you've done so far. This moment is very, very important. And so God's prepared the land. He's prepared your enemies. He's prepared the harvest. There's only one thing to do that's left. If it's all prepared, all promised, eternal covenant, I'm born in, again by the blood of Jesus into that eternal covenant. He's done it all. There's one thing left to do. And it's this: prepare yourself. That's the one thing left. Do you mean that we miss out on all of that because we don't get ourselves ready and prepare ourselves for all of this amazing stuff? The truth is yes. So how do you and I prepare ourselves? We go back to the covenant that God cut with us, and we renew the covenant. We cut the covenant with God by preparing our lives so He can fulfill it and bring it to pass. And the interesting thing in this whole story of Joshua and the children of Israel possessing the land is that they cut through three things. These are the three things that you need to do to prepare yourself for another whole level, entering in to the fullness of God that He has for you. And these are the three things. Number one, you've got to cut across fatalism. Fatalism. We'll talk about that. Our negativity, our doubt and unbelief. You've got to cut across fatalism. Secondly, you've got to cut off your flesh. And thirdly, you've got to cut down your fear. Three things, I think, renew and cut the covenant again that God cut with us. So let's talk about the first one. Prepare yourself to cut across the River Jordan. Standing on the banks, on the brink of the unbelievable, the most, we've dreamt of days of revival and change, and we're standing in 2021 on the banks of the unbelievable. And the first thing we have to do is cut across this Jordan River. You see, it's incredible, you know. God puts His little thumbprint on planet Earth so we can learn stuff. The Jordan River represents fatalism. Fatalism. Life's negative downward pull. And it's got to be cut across by faith. If ever you're going to do anything, see God do great things in your life, you have to cross Jordan. When they got there ready to possess, two of the tribes said, no, we're going to camp this side. Joshua said, no, you can have that as your inheritance, but when we go across Jordan, you will cut across with us. Every person has to learn this preparation in your life to cut across the fatalistic attitude that Jordan represents to all of us. Do you know, let's talk about this little thumbprint of God on planet Earth. Jordan, the river, it begins in the mountains in three springs, the Godhead. It starts in the three springs of destiny, God, our source. Then it flows down the mountains, and as the crow flies straight down, it's about 70 miles, the span of human life, Jordan. And then it flows through three bodies of water to get there. That's talks of youth, adult, and maturity in old age. But then flows all the way down and ends in the Dead Sea, the way of all flesh. And it's so incredible that this little picture of human life is what they had to cut across. This fatalism of, well, that's the way life is. And so when you step forward in faith, if you read the story, it's amazing. when you step into that river and say, I'm going to cut across Jordan, this whole fatalistic life's not, you know, we all end up dead. When you step in, the Bible says the waters roll back uphill all the way back to City Adam, the city of Adam, which is to the source of the problem, our sin, where it all began. We're born into negativity, doubt, unbelief, and fatalism. We're born into it. And God said, if ever you're going to live in the land of blessing, here's the first preparation step. Cut across fatalism in your life. And on top of that, when they get there, Jordan is in flood season. Five times, 10 times, flooding. They say, how the heck are we going to get across? One of the things I notice often in my life, and maybe yours, is that the closer you get, or the more you start to believe God in faith, the more this river just swells up and says, you're never going to do that. You know your past. You know your failures. You know your human weaknesses. You just... don't you realize this is an impossibility? That's why God brings us to here. And let me say very bluntly and to you today, you will never live in the blessing of God until you deal with negativity, fatalism, that fallen human side of all of us. You have to bring that and cut across it in Jesus' name. And to do that, you've got to stop saying things like, that's the way it is. Everybody's like that. Everybody. That's how we live. We can't do that. It's another thing I hear from a lot of people when we try and step out in faith. Others say, well, I'm just a loser. Oh, I'm never really going to amount to much. Fatalism, negativity, stop it. You'll never get across into the land when you talk like that. Other people, you, no matter how much you try and help them, well, I've just messed up too much. Seems like everything I try, I mess it up. I can't change this temper, this attitude, this stuff. It's me. Well, that's the Jordan River almost laughing at you. You're never going to get into that nirvana, that state of, you know, paradise. Well, that's where God wants you. He cut an eternal covenant for you to get there, and you have to cut the covenant again by cutting across this River Jordan, whose current in flood is too strong. The curse of sin and humanity is too strong. So, you want to prepare yourself? You got to realize that negativity and fatalism must be cut across to possess the land of blessing, the new season of God at work greatly in your life. So prepare yourself to cut across negativity, doubt, and unbelief. You got the first one? How do I prepare myself? Deal with your fatalistic attitude in life. All of a sudden, you'll find the thing opens up, rolls back to the source, and you start to walk across getting stronger. This could work. God may be onto something. I just dare to believe again that when he cut a covenant, he cut it for me in Jesus' name. All right, that's number one. Cut across fatalism, Jordan River. They get over to the other side and they camp at a nice place in Acacia Grove. And they all looks good. It's just taking them nowhere. And then God said, no, I've got to take you to Gilgal. The second part of preparing ourselves, cut across fatalism. Number two, cut off your flesh. Cut off the flesh. Prepare yourself. At Gilgal is where circumcision took place. They hadn't been circumcised in the wilderness, and God said, no, I can't take a covenant people in that have not got the mark of covenant on their lives. Can I say this about church? There's a whole lot of people that haven't entered into covenant with God, and he's calling you, prepare yourself. Deal with your flesh. We've got some work to do. And if you do, we'll possess more than you could ever imagine impossible. You're standing on the brink of unbelievable. Cut off your flesh. Leave Acacia Grove. Whole lot of stuff about that. There was a whole lot of acacia trees. Streams came down there. The tree, the wood of the trees is worth money. It's quite valuable. And it was pleasant and shade and everything. So they quite liked it there. And so they were in a convenient place. You've got to leave your Acacia Grove. You want to get into the promised land, and which is a pleasant place of provision and comfort. And you dare to go to Gilgal, because I want to prepare myself for this incredible season. When you get to Gilgal, find a sharp rock, God said, and cut off the flesh of your life, because it's very important that you identify with the covenant I cut for you. Cutting off our flesh sounds awful, can be very legalistic, but there is no other way to deal with your flesh except through repentance, to come to God. Repentance is cutting off your flesh life. You say, well, I repented, got saved from sin. No, this is repentance to cut off your flesh life of comfort and convenience. I talk about revival coming one day and living, you know, in a state of ease and at rest. No, no. God says, I want you to prepare yourself. Cut off your flesh life. Get yourself ready for possession. And repentance is preparation to possess your future. That's what it is. It's not a legalistic, well, I've got this and I've... No, no. God, I want to go to that place and cut off my flesh life so that the Spirit of God can rise up, because I want a better future in God. Truth is this, you got to learn to travel light in days of possession, because your flesh is always a heavy load to carry. Your flesh is always a heavy load to carry. You've got to understand that. This is you getting yourself ready. People, get ready. Prepare yourself. That's what God said. Another scripture I want you to look at with me. You'll know it because it applies to this. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. One of our favorites. It says this. If my people who are called by my name, and we could take everything else and say, if my people called by my name will prepare themselves, I'll come and heal their land and pour out blessing. And to prepare themselves, it says this, who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and cut off their wicked ways. Get themselves ready for the most amazing season. Man, it's worth doing. Humbling yourself before God. Humble yourself. Before God is circumcision of the heart. You cannot possess the promises of God while carrying the burden of your flesh. It's ridiculous. I don't know how you think it's possible. That's why God's telling his church in this season, come on, you prepare yourself. Cut across fatalism. Cut off your flesh life. You do it. The help of the Holy Spirit. One of the things that always intrigued me was when Jesus said, go and tarry in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes. And you know that the early church were in an upper room for 7 weeks. Seven sevens of 49. And on the 50th day, the power of the Holy Spirit fell. Well, to me, that 7 weeks was the circumcision period of the early church. And they learned during that period, they went from 500 people in the room down to 120. Some couldn't deal with the flesh, but 120 did. They pressed through, and the power of the Holy Spirit turned up, and turn the world upside down. And the time spent at Gilgal, 7 weeks in the upper room, is the difference between flesh and spirit. I think maybe, I put this out there for you, maybe God gave us 2020 to get aside and deal, cut off the flesh, to get ready for the most amazing season. If you didn't hear this message in 2020, you're hearing it at the start of 2021. Prepare yourself. The pain of circumcision. No one likes to cut off their flesh. The pain of circumcision is worth it. It's worth the pain. The patience of circumcision. They had to lie down for a while until they got better before they could go to war and possess. The patience of seeking God and waiting on God as he deals with us and comes. And then the power that showed up on the day of Pentecost after 7 weeks of circumcision of their heart. The power turned them radically upside down and their world. Everything changed because of people prepared themselves. Oh, man. It's time to prepare yourself and seek the Lord. It's time to prepare yourself and seek the Lord and cut off your flesh to get ready. And then the third one, these three acts of cutting the covenant with God. I love this. They're so clear in the Bible to get us ready to take the land. The third one, the first one was cut across your fatalistic human negativity. The second one was cut off your flesh life that we all love. And I think God's talking to you about that and to me about that. Cut off your flesh, cut off fatalism, cut off your flesh life. And the third one is then cut down your fear. So that they no sooner get out and well from Gilgal, cutting off their flesh, and God says, okay, I think you're ready for battle. I think you're ready to engage in possessing the land. And so he took them right into the shadow of the great city of Jericho. And Jericho is the place where you cut off your fear of the future. Right there, God's going to prove, I have given you this land. This is your power struggle for this year, for your future, for tomorrow. Jericho was the guardian city to the whole land. If you can cut off your fear and cut this city down, the whole land will be yours to possess. Jericho had to be cast down. It had to be. Otherwise, you're just skirting around the boundaries, making out, you know what you're doing. They could not possess the land till Jericho was cut down in its prime. Here's the challenge to you and me today. Every new level of favor and blessing has a guardian spirit, has a guardian city. You've heard the saying, new levels, new devils. Well, every time God takes his church on, there's another Jericho, a power struggle that we have to overcome to cut down this spirit of fear and intimidation. If there's a guy, a young guy in the Bible, his name's Gideon. I want to quickly just take you to this to show you how it works. The story of Gideon is simply this young man had to cut down the power source that was oppressing the land before he could conquer it. In Judges 6:30, it says this. Then the men of the city, Gideon had pulled down their altars to Baal. They came the next morning to Gideon's father, Joash, and they said this, bring out your son that he may die because he has thrown down the altar of Baal and because he has cut down the wooden image that's alongside the altar. If you want to see God do something great, you got to face your fear and dare to cut it down to size And God will give you the words to say. He'll give you the song to sing. He'll give you the prophecy to proclaim. And you can see that Jericho come down before your eyes and open up a land of blessing to be possessed. Listen to what it says in Daniel 11:32. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God and the covenant shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Come on, prepare yourself to cut across the river of fatalism. Man, that's your past. To cut off your present flesh life and to cut down your future fear. It's time to cut the covenant. It's time to prepare for possession. I prophesy today over you and yours, your house, your church. I prophesy this coming year will be a tumultuous year where the enemy thinks he has the advantage. But God says, if my people will humble themselves and prepare themselves, you're going to literally storm the land and you're going to become throwdown experts. Every Jericho, every spirit that tries to oppose the work of God, you'll throw it down, you'll cut it off at its base, and it'll look like rubble on the ground. I dare you to prepare yourself for the greatest season God has ever, ever worked in your. And the truth is this, he's prepared everything for you. But will you prepare yourself for him in Jesus' name? Father, today, bless each person receiving this word. Stir something, Holy Spirit, within us. Stir something. I want to get myself ready. I want to prepare for this avalanche of grace, power, anointing that you promise to pour in and through your people that get themselves prepared for the day of your visitation. Bless each one right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Man, that's a challenging word. You see, stop praying for revival out there in the smoky realms of nowhere. Prepare yourself. Get yourself ready. And it may be today that while I've been preaching, while I've been sharing here and online, that there are people that are listening that know you're not right with God. You just know it. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He helps us so we can get ourselves ready, prepare ourselves. And God has an incredible, eternal covenant plan for you, for your life and for your family. And it ain't there yet. There's a whole lot more to come. And all you have to do is be right with God through Jesus Christ. And if you're not, then all you have to do is say yes to Jesus. You came and you became the covenant cut, the lamb slain for the sins of the whole world. And Jesus, I want to say yes to you. I want to cut this covenant that you cut for me. I want to get ready. And I want to ask you to come into my heart, wash me with your blood, cleanse me. Make me clean. Forgive me. Blot out all my transgressions and set me free from condemnation from the past. I want to live for you. I want to live godly in Christ Jesus. I say yes to Jesus Christ right now. Father, do a miracle in every person reaching out to you. Let them be saved, born again, totally changed, a brand new creation in this moment. In Jesus' name. If you reached out and said yes to Jesus, get in touch with us. Just tell us of the miracle and we'll be sure to rejoice with you and see if we can help you go forward in this great life of serving God. Hey, have a great week. Get yourself ready for the greatest year of your life. Amen, and God bless you real good.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.